The government's told Rocket Lab it has no problem with it launching a satellite into space for the US Defense Department's Space Force. Rocket Lab is due to launch the satellite from the Mahia Peninsula today. I spoke earlier to head of the New Zealand Space Agency, Peter Crabtree, and he told me the government assessment was that launching it from New Zealand was within our national interests.
The satellite is a satellite that's been built by the US Air Force Research Laboratory. It's a technology development satellite, and our understanding is it's doing two things. One, it's a small satellite. Think of about the size of between a microwave and a refrigerator, and it's testing whether you can use a proportionally a large arm on the satellite to deploy sensors relative to the size of the satellite itself. And it's also looking at some space protection capabilities, which is really about how resilient is the satellite.
So considering this is something that's come from the Department of Defense, Space Force in the United States, how sure are you that this satellite won't end up being used for military purposes?
Yeah, well, it is a military organization, and we provide our advice to the minister responsible for these space activities on the basis of the legislation that we have, our outer space legislation, and on the basis of government policy. So we also have a technology safeguards agreement with the United States, which is a treaty-level agreement, which means we get access, the New Zealand government gets access to all information about any of these payloads.
So how does that work? Just talk me through, I suppose, how something like this, which is very obviously from the military, how does this tick the boxes to mean that it's okay to go up from New Zealand?
Yeah, we'll have some different kinds of information that's supplied, and some of that information is sensitive information. And so as part of our process, the New Zealand Defence and Intelligence Community provides the Space Agency with an assessment on that side of the equation. And so we get an application, in this case it came from the US, from the Department of Defence, and then we process it against the tests within the legislation. And those tests rule out things. We have to, is this going to be safe? Is it going to be secure? Is it going to be in New Zealand's national interest? Is it going to be consistent with our international obligations?
Peter Crabtree there, head of the New Zealand Space Agency.